Thank you.
Yes?
The Attorney General for the President on 90.
Just a minute.
Have you seen on the ticker about Greenville, Mississippi, this group of Negroes that moved on this abandoned surplus air base there? And well, you've seen it on
No, I haven't.
Not.
No,
a,
I haven't.
It's a group of plantation Negroes. I think it's Mississippi Freedom Democratic Party and this Delta Ministries.
Mm.
They've broken on and then they've occupied a closed down barracks on there. There's about 50 of them. And local people, the local sheriff and whatnot won't do anything to help us. Now, I think that they've got to be removed. They're lighting fires, doing that kind of thing. And I've talked with Cy Vance, and we were planning to move some air police up there to remove them from this barracks. It's mainly a publicity gimmick on their part. Making demands for OEO, for food distribution, for job training, for this kind of thing, and we've told them we'd be happy to sit down and discuss any complaints they have about anything, but they say they won't move until their demands are met.
Hmm. Well, what are they doing in damage?
Well, they've broken in, and the danger mainly is fire. See, there's no plumbing in there. It's cold. They've been lighting some fires in a wooden barracks, which has people concerned. We've had some fire people standing by. They're not doing, beyond that, they're not doing a great deal of damage. My concern with this group is that if they stay on there, we'll have more. We have no security on the place at the moment at all. We can try. I have a good lawyer down there who's talked with them at some length, and we'll try to talk them off. But I'm concerned that it'll build up more if we don't put some security in place.
Are you going to get a court order to move them or something?
No, sir, we weren't going to get a court order to move them. I don't think we need one. In fact, I'm not even sure we can get one.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to bring charges against them.
Are you going to talk to any of the leadership and explain to them what you've done?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty hard to talk to the leadership down there, but I can...
I don't know, maybe talk to Wilkins and King and...
Talk to those people, yes, sir.
And Young and say, now here's a problem. If they go to moving in,
mm-hmm.
We'll go back to Reconstruction days, and we have a lot of untreated hail, and they better move off. We're going to try to get them to, but don't we just got to move because we're going to burn the barracks up. Something like that happen.
Yes, sir.
I think I'd do that. I'm disturbed, Nick, about this criticism of the Latches book and
yes,
what the department's doing. I think it, you might want to look at that thing, and I would like to have an impartial study and some kind of report to
right.
Over here on the entire Valachi episode. I think it, I don't know whether you, what you might think about this, but it seems to me in light of what's likely to come up and over the country and what I heard when the first thing came out for this committee up here, that might be wise if we engage some lawyer of outstanding ability that you could provide him with a small staff and give him some authority, somebody like Kenneth Royal or Tom Dewey or,
yeah.
Or Barnabas or somebody that was a Republican or nonpartisan or that wouldn't be Johnson or
right.
Kennedy or Italian or anti-Italian or anything else. Now, they're going around and they got a lot of dirty rumors going about the kind of guys we're important to write the story and what we're doing to make all the Italians mad and that this administration is getting framed into making every Italian in the country sick of his stomach and so forth.
Yes,
sir. So I think if you could just get somebody like Dewey or Royal or Sears or some outstanding lawyer that everybody'd have confidence in, give him small staff, have him look into it. They tell me we have no precedence for ever allowing a guy to write a book and propagandize from a prison cell.
May I just bring you quickly up to date what we are doing on this? No decision's been made on this. And we're meeting Tuesday with a lot of the people who've been kicking about it and explaining to them that it's very difficult to make a decision on this short of knowing what the book would say. And whether the law enforcement value would outweigh the other or not. And what I'm trying to do is to show them that we are being reasonable about this. And I thought of the same idea that you just expressed. I just didn't want to back away immediately because they holler. And I thought it better not to give them that, although I think probably we'll back away from it.
All right, I don't want them to say. They have the most ugly stories going around that I don't think there's any credence in them, but they say that your Hoffa people say to this fellow, now, you remember old Pinky Joe? And he said, you remember Pinky Joe? Now, isn't it the fact that you saw Pinky Joe do this to Jake the Barber? And he said, oh, I remember. And they say that your lawyers do all this stuff, that this guy is just a damn illiterate punk in their hands that's been built up here for a lot of publicity that we're trying to benefit from that destroys every Italian in the country. And the congressman upset, and the leaders upset, and some of the good people around town upset. One of the good lawyers came to me the other day and said, I don't know whether this damn thing in it or not. But if I were you, I'd pull a Roosevelt right quick. And I said, what's that? He said, I would transfer it into some independent, nonpartisan, non-administration channel and let them look at it and see why you want to break all your rules by starting writing stuff from prison. First place, they say this guy doesn't know that much and that he's been just used and it's a pure phony. In the second place, you're getting blamed for every damn bit of it. Lyndon Johnson. It's not anybody else. So I think that you meet with them and handle it like you want to, but I would certainly give serious consideration to picking some man like Kenneth Royal, or I don't know whether Dewey'd be nonpartisan or not, but somebody that they know is anti-gangster and not being influenced by this administration. And it would take a whole look at all of that that episode and give us an impartial study and report and tell them I want it if you need to. I prefer to keep out of it, but
I should keep out of it, but
it for me.
I wanted to start off with a proposition telling them this decision hadn't been made. They had been misinformed about a lot of things.
All right. You do that and figure out how to do it. Keep me out of it if you can. If you can't, I'll take it. But I want to get an impartial report and look at it and see what they're saying is true or not.
All right.
Okay. On this other thing,